Hello, I'll show you how to make simple connections and automations between devices with Tasmota and OpenBeacon. BK7231T, BK7231N, XR809, T34, BL602, W600, W601, W800, W801. Tasmota Device Groups, also known as DGR, is a protocol for connecting IoT devices to Tasmota's software into groups without the use of an external server. Communication takes place directly between devices via multicast, broadcast UDP. DGR allows not only to combine devices into mentioned groups, it also allows you to control groups of, for example, LED lamps from the single switch. This allows you to eliminate the known problem called switching off the switch from the chandelier cuts off the power and Wi-Fi light bulb, so that they cannot be separately controlled from HA. But more on that later. Here I will show two simple examples. In several versions, DGR assumes that the devices are in single LAN. The title GIF shows the operation of DGR in action. There are two smart plugs. The user switches the state of one, orange here, and the other follows. It also turns off and switches. Device Groups documentation from Tasmota Device Groups primarily requires a group name. The group name is textual, such as My Sockets 1. In addition, each device is set with flags that define what that device will transmit, when the state changes, and what it will receive when the state of another device in the group changes. For example, we can do so that one switch transmits its power state and others only receive this state. We can also both transmit and receive the power state. The same logic applies to LED color, brightness, and temperature, with both send and receive options configurable. On Tasmota, DGR is activated by the command. On Tasmota, the group name is set by the command. On Tasmota, the sending and receiving flags are determined by the command. Flag values. Flag roll 1, power. 2, light brightness. 4, light fade, speed. 8, light scheme. 16, light color. 32, dimmer settings, presets. 64, event flags are bit flags, i.e., we combine them by adding. Example, flag 1 and 2 together give 3. You will find everything here. In OBK, however, everything is on the GUI. No commands for beginners. Example 1, smart sockets, BWSHP6, ESP8266, Tasmota, and MiCAT PE01E, BK7231N. We have two sockets, one on ESP8266 and one on Beacon. We will now configure these two sockets so that the state change of one reflects the state of the other. We want to share the power state, flag 1. The group name will be test socket. Tasmota configuration, command to be executed. OpenBeacon configuration, we only need to click in the GUI. Options, configure device groups. In fact, that's it. From now on, any change in the state of one device will result in a change in the state of the other device. Both the MQTT and the button on the housing, as well as clicking on the www panel. Demonstration. Example 2. Single color LED strips. One on ESP8266, the other on WB3S. Here are the heroes of this demonstration. Wi-Fi Smart Life, single color LED strip dimmer. Test, teardown, diagram. Wi-Fi LED strip dimmer, 5V to 28V. Teardown, Tasmota. Home Assistant. The configuration is similar to the previous one. But this time in Dev Group Share, we also attach the strip brightness flag. Here is the Tasmota configuration. And this is the OpenBeacon configuration. Results. Both strips are changing their states together, both power and brightness. DGR scripting. In OpenBeacon, we have script commands that allow you to operate from the outside on Tasmota device groups. They only require the initial one-time start of DGR via Start Driver DGR in the console. The command to change the brightness, command to change the power state, integer channel values is a decimal record of the values of channels, relays. E.g. for four relays where numbers 1 and 3 are turned on, we write their states as bit 0101 or decimal 5. Count is the number of relays, here 4 in this example. For LED lamps, it is always 1. We create longer scripts in OBK by creating the autoexec.bat file on the computer and transferring it to the view/js.